Nowadays, there are more and more ways of going on holiday. More and more people go abroad every year. Some people even go on 2 or 3 holidays a year. In my opinion, there are 2 types of holiday makers. The first kind of holiday maker always flocks to seaside resorts when they go on holiday. Their one and only aim is to have a good time by sunbathing and putting their feet up. They are not a bit interested in local specialities. At mealtimes, if they get a plate of British fish and chips, they're more than happy. They spend their days in the sunshine and their evenings getting drunk, and then sleep soundly. If this sort of person forgets to pack the suntan oil, he or she will undoubtedly come home as red as a lobster. The other sort of holidaymakers go to every country to increase their knowledge of foreign lands. They make use of the chance to travel to improve their world knowledge. For them, going on holiday is educational. Consequently, this sort of traveler will move from place to place every few days. If they visit lots of places in a short span of time, there is no way that they can get a proper feel of a place or fully appreciate the local food and wine. Whichever type of holiday chosen, everybody has the same aim, to put their work to the back of their minds, have as much fun as possible, and come home happy and relaxed. Which of the following facts is not true to the holidaymakers? What is the aim of the first type of holidaymakers? How do the first type of holidaymakers spend their days? What is the aim of the second type of holidaymakers?